The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe with your host, Shalene Johnson.
What I'm going to do is show you one of the systems that I think is just really simple, paramount for anyone to begin with. Now, you've seen our example of what we do in social media, but it has taken us some time to build a team. We've got about, let's see, five people that are virtual staff members who help us dominate in social media. That allows us to produce almost 400 tweets a week, 42 Facebook updates, 10 podcast episodes, YouTube videos, 70 pins on Pinterest. It's a lot. And so the average person is like, I don't need to do all that. And I get it. So I want to show you what you should be doing at a minimum, what you should be outsourcing, because right now you're probably trying to do this yourself. And I want to show you how you can get started, like the very first system that you can adopt once you have your virtual team in place. Okay. This is something you can do with one person, just one person. You don't need five, one person. Okay. Now the first person that starts with the very first person is you. Now I'm taking into consideration that I want you to do video because you guys know why I love video. Hello. You know why I love video. It's the easiest way to see like who you are and how you connect. And it's the best way for most people to learn. They're hearing you. They're seeing you. It can be visual. It's your audio. It's your spoken word. It's your message. It's your branding. It's kind of like everything. It's bigger than King. It's the universe. So here's what you're going to be responsible for. In my own personal example, I do about an hour of video content per day, usually on Periscope. So in fact, I'm actually recording this live right now as I'm doing Virtual Business Academy, I'm actually recording this right now live on Periscope. Cool. So what I'm going to suggest that you do is not an hour, 15 minutes. 15 minutes. I don't care what kind of business you have. You can figure out a way to spend 15 minutes talking about your content, whether you're in direct sales or whether you are an owner of a gym. Even if it's something where you're teaching people social media skills or life skills, or you're a life coach, you're a business coach, whatever it is, 15 minute topic from your cell phone. Yes, from your cell phone. You don't need a fancy camera. I do this every single day on Periscope with my iPhone. This is what I'm responsible for. So once I've recorded myself on video, then I upload it to a specific Dropbox folder. Now, as you've seen in the Virtual Business Academy, you want to organize your Dropbox exactly as we show you. Of course, modify it to work for your business. But the way that we show you how to set up your Dropbox creates a workflow so everybody knows where to find things, how to set things up so that everything's automated. So the moment I upload my video, once I'm done on Periscope, I just upload it directly to Dropbox from my phone. Now, our virtual assistant uses a program called If This Then That, so that when a new file shows up in that Dropbox folder, she gets a text message and she's like, oh, okay, Shalene has uploaded a video. That takes me 15 minutes. That's going to take you 15 minutes. You're just going to do a 15-minute video. That's it. That's you. Okay? Then, as soon as you're done with that, your virtual assistant is going to spend 30 minutes transcribing your 15-minute video. Okay? So they're going to transcribe this. Now, do they need to have any special skills to transcribe? Yes, they need to be pretty proficient in English, and they need to have decent typing skills, and that's it. He is going to transcribe. This is going to take about 30 minutes worth of their time. Okay, now, once they have transcribed your 15-minute Periscope or live video, and okay, let's just take into consideration that some of you are like, I'm not doing live video. I understand your love for it, but I don't have a love for it. I have a face for radio. I would prefer to just record an audio. Guess what? I just need 15 minutes worth of content from you. Video's king, but I just need 15 minutes worth of content. So if you're willing to just pick up your iPhone and record a 15-minute piece of content, like your tips, we're set. I prefer video, but even if we'll do audio, that's great. Because now that she's got this 30-minute transcript of your 15-minute recording, now she can take that transcript and she can turn it into a blog post. So this is the same individual. So that means I'm going to need to hire my very first virtual staff person. We'll need to have skills in typing, but they don't need to be exceptional, just decent typing skills, decent English skills, and the ability to write. Now, they don't need to be an exceptional writer because guess what? Yeah, it's your words. You said it. All they need to do is take out the stuff that doesn't make sense when you're reading it. All they need to do is put in exclamation marks and commas and capitalizations and separate paragraphs. But yo, dude, it's your words. It's your message. It's your brand. That's why people freak out. They're like, I don't know if I could have somebody else write for me. They're not really writing for you. They're just assembling what you said and making you sound smarter in writing. So then what this person's going to do, let's just say they're a kind of a slow writer and it takes them an hour to write a 500 word blog post. So that, you know, roughly 200 to 500 words is an ideal length for a blog post. But remember, they're really not writing it. It's your words. So they're going to spend about an hour doing that. So again, we want someone who is decent at writing, decent at typing. You can expect to pay about $3 to $4 per hour for both of those types of skills. Okay. Next, seeing how they have your transcript, right? And they've already taken all of your words and assembled them into a blog post. Now you're just going to ask them to say, hey, find about 5 decent tweets from what I said in 15 minutes, right? You've got great content. Now they might need to, you know, tweak it a little bit. You might want to review those 5 tweets the first couple of weeks you start working with this person. But trust me, in 15 minutes time, you have said, you've dropped some golden nuggets. You've dropped some serious knowledge and it's worth tweeting. Your time is best spent creating the content, not posting it. See, that's a tweet. Right there, that sentence would be a tweet. So I'm going to ask this person to create just 5 tweets. Takes about 5 minutes per tweet, because I've already said it. I mean, this is generous. It really doesn't even take 5 minutes. So that's about 30 minutes that they're gonna spend on Twitter. Now, I'm gonna have them schedule this in Hootsuite. Okay, now, they've already written a blog post. You can take your blog post, just have them move the words a little bit, even shorten it by maybe 200 words, and you can have at least 2 fantastic Facebook posts per day. Now, ideally, this is why I like you to use video. Ideally, I would want you to take just a 1 or 2 minute clip from your Periscope and post that on Facebook because Facebook hates long video. Facebook loves funny short video. A great example of that is the stuff I've been posting by repurposing my Periscopes. Like the other day, I repurposed a Periscope where I was reading a really funny piece of hate email from, I would say a fan, but it really wasn't a fan. It was an anonymous individual. I read their very mean anonymous email on Periscope, and I thought it was kind of funny. So then I just took that little clip, which is about less than 2 minutes, and I posted it on Facebook. Guess what the reach was on Facebook? 1.5 million. Check it out. I posted it like, November 10th, maybe, I'm guessing, 2015. And it was less than 2 minutes. And it said, you can't please everybody. And it was just from me on Periscope. But so the time that I spent on Periscope, even if there weren't a lot of people on it that day, I reached over 1.5 million because my virtual assistant posted that up on Facebook. So now I've got 2 perfect Facebook posts, one that's a shortened version of the blog post and one that's a little mini video clip, or she could also do a graphic image created on Canva and then just use the words that I used when I was on Periscope. Is this blowing your mind yet? Is this blowing your mind? Okay, cool. So let's just say that takes her 30 minutes per post. That's reasonable. So there's another hour. Now, these aren't quick times. These are reasonable times. They're pretty They're pretty generous, I think. Okay, again, now we're still talking about the same individual doing this. We haven't tapped into any new skills that they need yet, right? This is just someone who's able to kind of assemble your words and can type. That's it. Moving on. Now what I'm going to have them do is go into Canva. They're going to go into Canva and they're going to create two graphic images that support whatever it was my message was in this 15-minute video. They can do that, or they could take a screen grab of while I was on camera, or they could use photos from dollarphotoclub.com. Is that what we use? Dollar Photo Club? Yes, dollarphotoclub.com. Guess what? They're a dollar. Yeah, don't use stolen images. Pay for them. It's only a dollar. And you would just give them an account. Make sure that you go through and you are certain that you're using one password, as we show you in VBA, so that all of this is safe and you don't have to worry about sharing account information as long as you're using the system that we've shown you. Then you don't have to worry about sharing accounts as long as you follow that system, okay? Don't just assume that because you love your virtual assistant and you trust them with your life, don't assume that you can just give them your passwords. It doesn't work that way. Because even though you can trust them, you can only trust them as far as their system is set up to be safe. So make sure that you can double check and be certain that they're using the same system that we've set up in the Virtual Business Academy to make sure that your information, your intellectual property, and all of your accounts are protected. Okay, so they're going to create two Canvas. Do you need to be a graphic artist to use Canva? No, it's like so laid out for you and it's free. So again, we don't need somebody who's like, you know, a graphic artist. This is still the same individual. This is someone just going to Canva, taking basically two of your tweets, using those words and then creating an image around it and posting them to Instagram for you. Value. You know what's not valuable on Instagram? You kissing your product or like a selfie of you. Like, I mean, unless you have a fashion account, it's just like people are like, okay, awesome. You took a great picture of yourself and that helps my day. How? Like, I wish I had abs like you. Like, I wish I could pose like you. Like, how does that help me? Like, that's over. It's, you know, I mean, it's working for some people, but those people have like ridiculously amazing bodies. But for the rest of us, it's just not valuable. There's too many people on there that you're like, damn, is that real? There's too many people like that on there that there's other ways for you to be valuable on Instagram. And you dropped all that knowledge here. So reinforce it here, brand messaging. They're going to spend about an hour doing that. Next, now you may have forgotten about good old Pinterest. Pinterest, dude, Pinterest drives traffic. And the reason why I love Pinterest is because it doesn't require a lot of interacting. Kind of like, you know, a lot of the other, like Facebook, you've got to interact there a lot. You know, Instagram, people leave you comments. You've got to reply back and forth. But on Pinterest, people are just looking for great ideas. They're looking for value. And your virtual assistant has already created for you two fantastic Canvas, right? Two graphic images that they've posted on Instagram. Now I'm going to ask them to create three more. Okay. They're going to pin these to Pinterest and that pin is going to link back to your blog. What? Yeah. Now we're talking. Are we talking or are we talking? Are you excited? This is the same girl or guy, same person. Okay. And let's just say that they were like really slow at it and it took them 10 minutes per graphic for another 30 minutes. Okay. So now you spent 15 minutes. Okay. And the rest of your day is spent doing the stuff that matters. Okay. And you've hired someone and you've spent the time training them the way that we've shown you in Virtual Business Academy by using your screen flows, by walking them through the process, by making sure that they have the same cybersecurity that your team has. And now they are spending 4.5 hours to do all of this. And that's pretty generous. So if you were to pay this person for 4.5 hours worth of work, and we're going to pay, well, let's just round this up. Let's just say they were paying them $5 an hour and it took them 5 hours. That's $25. But in general, so we've got them working like 4.5 hours. And let's say you have them spend the rest of their time interacting. They're on Facebook deleting spam. They're checking your inbox for you. Maybe they're alerting you if there's anyone that, you know, is interested in your products or services. They're checking links. So there's other things you can have them do. Let's say you have them working 6 hours. Can we see that? 6 hours at $4 an hour, that's $24. Is it worth it to you? Is your time worth it to be able to wake up to record one Periscope tonight, right, for 15 minutes, and wake up tomorrow and have a blog post, 5 tweets, a full day's worth of Facebook, a full day's worth of Instagram, all of this Pinterest, plus the interacting, and it happens every day consistently. What is that worth? I mean, think about the peace of mind where you know, like, it's done. The system is set up. The system is in place. This is peace of mind. Now, this happens for most people. They're like, oh, I can do that myself. I can do that myself. But you see, the problem is when you try to do this yourself, you're going to get a phone call. You're going to get a text message. You're going to get interrupted. You're going to have Zappos show up on the side while you're on Facebook. And then suddenly you're buying new shoes. Shoes. And then you're like, oh, okay, I was buying new shoes. What was I doing? I don't have anything to match these shoes. I should probably go to another site and buy an outfit. Oh, and there's another text message. So meanwhile, what takes this individual about 4.5 hours will take you 8.5 hours. Right? And your time is worth more than $4 an hour, I assume. I mean, I have to assume that based on where you live. In certain countries, $4 an hour is making a very nice living. But for other countries, it doesn't make sense for you to be doing the work that some, because this no one else can do. No one else can be you on camera. Nobody else can deliver your message. Nobody else can speak your words. Nobody else can have your personality. You have to do this, but all of this is you, but taken care of by somebody else. This is the very first system that I recommend most people implement, because regardless of the type of business you have, whether you are a company that is landscaping, or you are in direct sales, you're in multi-level marketing, you own your own gym, you're a consultant, a business advisor, you need more customers. You need more exposure. You need to connect. You need people to believe you, to like you, to trust you. And the only way to do that is by being you and then getting it out everywhere. But it's the getting it out everywhere that most people get stuck on. You shouldn't be doing that. You know why? Because you're too smart, you're too good, and you want to live your life. So this is the first system that I want you to set up. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Build Your Tribe. I'd like to invite you to attend one of my free trainings on how you can build your brand, grow your business, and attract more followers using one of my favorite social media platforms, Instagram. Sign up for my free webinar by going to howtoinstabrand.com. That's howtoinstabrand, B-R-A-N-D.com. Trainings are free, and I would love to share with you my top tips.